You're listening to healthradio.fm. I'm your reporter, Ruby MacDonald, and I'm here with Angie at Salk Wellness Center. Thank you so much for being on our show, Angie.
Thank you.
So, Angie, I can tell you're very passionate about what you do. How did your journey begin with float and salt therapy?
Well, my journey began almost about 3 years ago now. I lost my husband in a car accident. I was 8 months pregnant at the time and had a four-year-old daughter as well. So for me, that was obviously a very life-altering event and one that I really needed to obviously process the grief and the trauma that had occurred. And so I was searching out alternative forms of coping with the stress and anxiety I had in my life, and just to kind of get clarity over how I was going to spend the rest of my life without my partner. And so a friend of mine recommended I try float therapy, and it was fairly new to the Lower Mainland at the time. So there was only one center, and I decided to try it out. And from the very first time, I fell in love with it. For me, it was the it provided the clarity and the deep relaxation that I needed. It was kind of an escape for me to just be able to shut everything out that was happening in my life and the chaos and just the craziness, and have time for myself to just be and be with myself and come out of the tank feeling a sense of clarity. And at around the same time, I was introduced to dry salt therapy through a family member who was using it and effectively using it to treat their son's asthma. And they were receiving great results from it. And so I became curious about that and started incorporating that into my healthcare regime and taking my daughters there whenever they would have a cold or flu. And I started noticing that it would basically eliminate the symptoms of their colds and flus. And if I was able to get them in for salt therapy at the very outset of the symptoms, it would actually stop the colds from progressing. So I just started delving further and further into these two amazing therapies, learning as much as I could about them. And at the same time, I was reevaluating what I wanted to do in my professional life and my corporate background. And so over time, it just became my passion, and I really wanted to bring floating and dry salt therapy to my community. And so 2 years later, Salt was born.
You mentioned that it's quite new here in North America. What is float therapy?
Well, float therapy is essentially a practice where you're entering into a sensory-reduced environment, minimizing the amount of external stimuli on your system by as much as possible. Although it's fairly new to us here in the Lower Mainland, it originated in 1954 by Dr. John C. Lilly, who was a neuroscientist, while he was working at the Institute for Mental Health. And the deep relaxation effect of float therapy is based on the scientific approach known as restricted environmental stimulation therapy, or REST for short.
So what benefits can you expect?
Today, there's a plethora of benefits that one can achieve through a flotation practice, including stress and anxiety relief, deep forms of meditation, relief from chronic pain, as well as recovering from injury, and introspection, creative exploration, just to name a few.
So flotation is well known for its relaxing benefits. How does that differ from, say, getting a massage?
So the difference in flotation therapy is actually quite unique. Because you're reducing the amount of external stimuli on your central nervous system, what that's actually doing is it's reducing the workload on the nervous system by as much as 90%. So it's freeing up that energy to be used and drawn inward to promote the relaxation response and healing within the body. And so essentially that's what creates the difference between other forms of, say, relaxation treatments. What you'll experience and what's been studied is that with flotation therapy, there's actually an increase in the feel-good hormones such as endorphins and dopamine, while you receive a decrease in things like cortisol.
So after a session, you immediately feel like you have more energy?
Many people do emerge from the tank feeling like they are reinvigorated and rejuvenated. We've also had a lot of clients experience a greater mental clarity and just feeling like they've had a deep rest, almost like taking a nap, but something deeper.
So when you go into the flotation tank, how does it feel? Does it feel like you're in a swimming pool?
No, it's actually quite different. The water in a float tank is heated and maintained at body temperature. So what that does is once you settle into a float, it actually eliminates the sensation of where the body ends and where the water begins. So that's also meant to reduce the amount of tactile sensation.
So I got a tour of the center and I saw that you have a float tank and a float room. What's the difference between the two?
Sure. So yeah, at SALT we have two float tanks and we have a float room. The float room is designed for people who are maybe a little bit anxious about getting into a tank or have claustrophobia and would feel more comfortable having their float experience in a room. The effects once you're in the tank or the room are essentially the same. It is still a sensory reduced environment. However, you can control some other features that are built into the float room, such as underwater LED lighting that can create kind of a nice and relaxing atmosphere for people who still want to have the benefits of the floating experience and the anti-gravitational effects, but not necessarily the sensory reduction with the soundproofing and the lightproofing, which is actually what the tanks are more designed to deliver.
So how does it work? How do you float effortlessly?
So the way flotation therapy works is basically you're in 10 inches of water that has 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt in it. So it's an extremely magnesium-rich environment, which is extremely beneficial for other health purposes as well. But it also creates a very dense solution, and that is what keeps you buoyant and floating effortlessly, similar to the Dead Sea.
And I see that the float room is a bit bigger. Is that correct?
That's right. So the float room is, again, designed for people who want more of an open concept float. It has a 7-foot high ceiling and a slightly wider float area in terms of the width. We can also have couples floats in the float room as well. So for people who kind of want a date night out or want to experience something different together, we've also had a couple float. She was pregnant and her husband joined her. So it's also a nice kind of environment for promoting togetherness and kind of a oneness between a couple.
So Angie, you're also certified in SALT therapy. Can you tell us more about what SALT therapy is?
Sure. So SALT therapy is an all-natural, non-invasive, drug-free treatment for common respiratory and skin conditions such as asthma, COPD, bronchitis, allergies, hay fever, colds and flus, eczema, psoriasis. And the way SALT therapy works is here at SALT, we've recreated the microclimate that's naturally occurring in salt mines in Eastern Europe. And we use pharmaceutical-grade salt, which is the purest form of salt often used in hospital settings for saline drips. And we, using the medical device that creates the technology behind these microclimates, we crush up the salt and then disperse it into the salt room. And as the salt is being dispersed into the room, our clients basically sit back and relax. And breathing normally, they inhale these microscopic particles of salt that get absorbed deep into the respiratory tract and the airways. The way salt therapy works is it's antibacterial and anti-inflammatory, and salt is also very absorbent. So it actually absorbs excess mucus within the respiratory tract and also acts as a natural lung cleanse. So people who have COPD, for example, see extreme benefit from salt therapy because it actually calms down the bronchial response and enables healing that way. And it also widens the airways, increases lung capacity. And the reason it helps with common colds and flus is because it's able to restore the natural microbial flora within the respiratory tract and sinuses. So it can also help in reducing and preventing respiratory tract infections.
Where did salt therapy originate?
Salt therapy originated centuries ago in Eastern Europe. It was used by monks who would actually take their patients to the salt mines to obtain relief from respiratory conditions. So what the monks would do is they would actually take salt rocks and basically grind them together, rub them together to release the salt into the air. And so their patients would inhale this salt and receive benefit. It wasn't until about the 1950s that there was actually scientific research done that proved that salt therapy did deliver healing and benefits for respiratory conditions and was seen as an alternative for treating them.
So when you're inside, do you feel any different?
So when you're inside the room, you will notice the air will feel very similar to being by the ocean. After a few minutes of being inside the room, you will actually be able to taste the salt on your lips and be able to feel that. In terms of anything else, there really is no preparation that you need to do. You're just basically, you know, come as you are and just really having a relaxing 45-minute session.
And I saw that you also have a salt bed. What's the difference between the salt bed and salt room?
So the salt bed is designed to treat symptoms of skin conditions. So things like eczema, psoriasis, and other common forms of dermatitis. The way the salt bed works is that you disrobe and you're in our salt bed, which is similar to a tanning bed, and you're receiving the salt therapy on the surface of your skin. So it's reducing inflammation within the skin surface, as well as promoting the production and repair of collagen.
Where can our listeners find you?
Well, we're located in South Surrey, just off of Croydon and 31st Avenue. And for more information, of course, we're online. So people can go to www.healingsalts.ca to learn more about flotation and dry salt therapy. And we also have a blog where we post information and educational resources on both floating and dry salt therapy.
So again, that's www.healingsalt.ca?
That's right.
Well, thank you so much, Angie, for being on our show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been great.